I didn't know how to answer Cade. It was a horrible mistake to have sex with him. I knew it. He knew it. It was one of those obvious mistakes, like eating two-day-old sushi from 7-Eleven. Mistake or not, there was a strong throbbing in my undercarriage that wasn't taking no for an answer. So I didn't answer. Instead, I grabbed Cade's crotch, which had grown to an impressive size as it pushed against his cargo shorts. Holy crap. It was like someone had put a baseball bat in his shorts. A really big baseball bat. A wood one. My hand on his enormous erection seemed to be a good enough answer, and no matter if it was a bad idea, he was going for it as much as I was. He stood up, grabbed me around the waist, and dragged me up too. I melted against him, letting him carry my weight. He stared me down with his blue eyes that had turned dark as night. He was definitely a man on a mission. I held his gaze. I was swirling around in a cloud of hormones so powerful that it must have been illegal under the Geneva Convention's rules against chemical warfare. I had gone over to the dark side, and I didn't want to return. I wrapped my arms around his neck and lifted up on my tippy toes in order to reach him. I nibbled his earlobe and blew gently in his ear. He moaned, and his cargo shorts strained against the pressure, ready to explode. He dropped one hand and pushed it across the desk, sending everything on it crashing onto the floor. Then he grabbed me once again by the waist and threw me onto the desk. I landed with a crash and a loud oomph, but he kissed me silent. I would have bruises for a week, but at the time I was feeling no pain. My legs separated, and I kicked off my shoes, sending them flying across the office. My hand went to his button and zipper, freeing him. And his hands lifted up my skirt and cleverly pulled at the elastic on my panties, slipping a finger along my slick folds and into my wet core. I might have screamed. I don't remember. Whatever it was, I'm certain I made a lot of noise. And who could blame me? I had gone from 0 to 150 in the fast lane. If I had been at the Indy 500, I would have blown them all away. My hormones were exploding all over my body, but I wanted them to explode even more. More. Bigger. Faster. I grabbed at him, urging him to press forward. This would have been an opportune moment for me to remember my 8th grade sex ed course. What had Mrs. Sullivan told the class? Something about condoms and birth control. Something about diseases that could make body parts fall off. And something about pregnancy. I got an A in sex ed class. I wrote a poem about periods in iambic pentameter that blew Mrs. Sullivan away. But at the moment when my legs were wrapped around Cade's waist and the tip of his penis was teasing me in the best way possible, I completely forgot that Mrs. Sullivan ever existed. I couldn't recall a single blue hair on her head, or a single one of her dire warnings about genital warts or colicky babies. All I could think of was, "Hurry, give it to me, take me harder. Yes, yes, yes!"